was necessary, we could perform a terminal phase maneuver and return to the command module. Nominally, everything is going all right. We'll go beyond this point and go up to approximately apogee again to perform the insertion maneuver.
Standing by.
Hello there, Houston 2 Texas, standing by. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. Looks like you're doing great up there also.
Okay, where are we over the ground?
You're just coming into Central America down here.
Oh, okay. Gainly beast with that descent stage on with the when you're trying to thrust laterally.
Raj, copy. Gumdrop, Houston, like to verify H2 tank 1 heater is auto.
That's verified. H2 tank 1 heater is auto, and I have the cryo light on.
Understand.
But the fuel cell light's off.
Gumdrop, Houston, would like to have H2 tank 2 heater to auto.
H2 tank 2 heater auto now.
Understand.
Okay, Gumdrop, we'll be having our first solution here in a few seconds. Okay, I've already got mine and I've got an elevation of 211.49. Position to you, man, we're right on the nominal.
Hey, that's great.
We're out of 26 miles right now, in case you're interested. And we got 30.59 for our first elevation angle solution. What did you get for yours, Dave?
Well, your language should be 31.49.
Oh, I didn't hear. I heard you say, I thought you said 2114.
Hold on, 21149.
Oh, okay, fine.
And right now I have you at 26.27 and 150.4.
Okay, I'm at 26.27 and I'm at 155.5. That's on my radar.
That's probably 5 feet off.
As a matter of fact, it didn't agree with the tank before by a couple feet per second.
Gumdrop, Houston.
Houston, Gumdrop, go.
Raj, we noticed you've gone to 4-jet roll authority. Unless you got a good reason, we're recommending Baker Dog roll off.
All right, John, I'm running the gap. I just checked the gap. I'm using 18 rolls in the gap.
Raj, Gumdrop, copy. Spider, Houston.
Glad, Houston Spider.
Roger, we'd like to have the DFI off at this time, and would like to have you verify the CO2 sensor circuit breaker on panel 16 is in.
Roger, it's closed.
Roger, understand it's closed. And if you've got a minute, I want to give you an update on some bias time. This is an update in your P32 program. The PPI bias is changed from 3 minutes to 4 minutes. We want you to add 4 minutes on the PPI bias in your CSI P32 program.
Roger, the CDH bias still 1+45?
That is affirmative. The CDH bias is 1+45. We are only changing the PPI bias.
Roger.
Range is 40 miles now.
Did you get that?
Spider, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, as you probably figured out, this is due to the change in the orbit. We've got a little more eccentricity than we planned on. And we're showing you your orbit is 122 by 127.
Okay.
Coming up on 42 miles range. Range rate 124 feet per second.
Gumdrop, Houston, I have a TPI zero pad.
Spider, ready.
Gumdrop's ready.
Rog, reading TPI zero. Zero, niner, four. 57-5300 -202+004 -015-203 N/A 3090 -1511 aft 168 right 003 up 113 end of update. Reading aft 168.
Noun 42.
And noun 42, I have no data. N/A here.
Now, Raj Fighter, I got the whole thing. You want to read something back?
I don't know if Houston's reading me or not.
I'm reading you, Spider. Go ahead with the read back.
What's the last digit in the noun 42?
Okay, are you asking for the last... Say again what column it is, Rusty.
Roger, the last digit in noun 42, Delta VR.
Roger, Delta VR is 203.
And what is aft component, please?
Roger, the aft component is 168.
Feedback 94575300 -202 +004 -015203 NANA 3090 -1511 aft 168 right 003 up 113.
That's affirmative. Spider, Houston confirms the update.
And gumdrop copies.
Roger, gumdrop.
Range 46 miles.
Hey, this is Spider here. Elevation angle on that one.
What do you need?
Nothing, I just want to tell you, we got another solution with an elevation angle of 2805.
Okay, I got another one with an elevation angle of 27.26.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, let's stick together.
I'm with you.
Range rate 91 feet per second now. If it's necessary to perform TPI zero, it will be done at 94 hours, 57 minutes, 53 seconds. Delta V will be 20.3 feet per second. However, the way this rendezvous is going now, that maneuver will not be performed. But we'll get a go, no go to go past that point very shortly.
Gumdrop Houston, you are go to go beyond TPI zero.
Roger, Spider here, understand we're go past TPI zero.
Gumdrop copies.
Roger, roger.
Range 47 miles, range rate 82 feet per second. Range 48 and a half miles, range rate 63 feet per second. Spider's orbit now is 136 by 111 nautical miles following that phasing maneuver. Gumdrop's orbit 127 by 122. Range is now 49 miles, range rate 53 feet per second.
That's 49 miles and we can still see you.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Spider Gumdrop, you want our guesstimate at your point of closest approach?
Roger, we'd like that.
Roger, it'll be 2.7 and the time is 95 plus 17.
Roger, 9517.
Affirmative. And I'll be losing you shortly here off Canaries, and we'll see you over Carnarvon at 5-7.
Roger. Drop down.
This is Apollo Control at 94 hours, 30 minutes, and we have LOS at Canaries. As we lost signal, we were showing a range of 49 and a half miles and a range rate of 43 feet per second. You heard Capcom Stu Russa inform the crew that in this football that Spider's now in, their point of closest approach to Gumdrop will be 2.7 nautical miles. This will occur at an elapsed time of 95 hours, 17 minutes. Spider does have a go to proceed beyond TPI zero. We're in a nominal rendezvous. And the next maneuver we're looking toward is the insertion burn. We'll send up the maneuver information for this burn over Honeysuckle on this pass. It will take place shortly after acquisition at the Wymouth Station on this pass, approximately 95 hours, 40 minutes. Next station to acquire will be Carnarvon at 94 hours, 57 minutes. We'll come back up then. This is Mission Control, Houston. Here's acquisition at Carnarvon.
All right, no problem. It's a 7-minute pass, and we'll have Honeysuckle shortly thereafter.
Roger.
Spider, copy.
Gumdrop's ready anytime.
Roger, I'd like to hold at Gumdrop. Spider's in the middle of their alignment.
Roger, I'll wait for them. I'm ready whenever they are.
Very good.
In the meantime, I can give you my jar torquing angles if you like.
Oh, you cut me off by a few seconds. That was my next question. Go.
Okay, GET 945700 plus 00083 plus 00008 minus 00034.
Roger, Gumdrop, Houston, copy. I copy the angle.
Roger.
Looks like things are going well, and you might bring up your S-band volumes. We'll be going over to Honeysuckle in about 2 minutes. We're going to hand off to Honeysuckle. Let's we'll have about a 30-second breakout, and then we'll pick you back up again. Spider Gumdrop, Houston, through Honeysuckle. How do you read? Okay, Spider Gumdrop, I believe I've got you through Honeysuckle, if you're ready to copy.
Okay, Spider, ready to copy.
Gumdrop, are you with me?
Gumdrop, he's on S-band. Okay.
How do you read, Gumdrop?
Okay, he doesn't have you locked up yet, Houston.
Okay, I'll give you about another 30 seconds to a minute, and I'll read it.